है, बट वी आर होपिंग दैट के कल तक वो ठीक हो जाए। नो, आई थिंक ही इज हियर। बैक स्पैज़म आई थिंक सो, बट he just tried to bowl a delivery and just got stuck and he felt something in his back. So at the moment we can't say anything. Let's see how it just feels overnight and how it feels tomorrow.
Make a decision.
Yeah.
Is this something he's had before? Had back problems before?
No, no. It just happened today.
Misbah, how concerned are you about any injuries?
Yeah, that could be a big blow for us, but we are hoping that he'll be fine tomorrow. But obviously, I mean, he's the key player for us, so we're really concerned about him.
Mr. Boswell, how crucial is he to you and the team, especially given the challenge that England plays against in bowling out here?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he's the key player, especially playing him these conditions in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. So we're really concerned about that. Let's see and hope for the best. Yeah, obviously we're just looking into it. We need someone and we are working on that. So hopefully we just can get someone tomorrow, till tomorrow morning.
Do you know if the spin bowlers who played for your A team against England last week are still in the country?
Yeah, it could be one of them. We played two of the left armers, so it could be one of them.
So what are you expecting from England this time round? You beat them 3-0 last time. They're not experienced, but what are you expecting?
Yeah, I think they'll be more prepared this time. They know what mistakes they did previously when they just came here. And obviously they've been working on that and a bit more prepared. So we need to also focus and we need to really improve our performance. We just can't take it easy like that, that we just... I've beaten them 3-0, so it would be easy for them. I think it will be tough, and we have to be up there to just play good cricket against them.
Given how settled Pakistan's batting lineup has been the last year, so how are the losses
as a injury? Again, injuries, you can't just do anything about that. He's the backbone, especially at number 3, the kind of performances he was just giving, especially in the test matches. But this is how it is, and I think we're going to miss him. But at the same time, I think the other batsmen are really in good form, especially Malik is in good form. So he can give us added bowling advantage also. So we have to live with that, and you can't do anything about injuries. You need to really focus, and whatever team you are playing, you really... need to put a good show.
Gentlemen, there.
So I'm sure you did pretty confident in your batting team's ability to handle this inexperienced English spin attack. Last time around they have Small and Panesar, and yet your batting excelled. This time they have a very inexperienced spin attack. Is that something you're looking to?
I've already said that they're not experienced enough, but their performances are good. Moeen Ali is really doing good against some of the teams which play and spin really well against India. His performance was really good one. So you just can't take it easy. You really need to give respect to the bowlers, and on a day you have to be focused and play well against them. You can't just live with that, okay, they are inexperienced, so you can take them easy. Sometimes that can really hurt you. So we are not going with that thought. We know that they are good bowlers and we have to respect them and just treat them accordingly in the situations. I think at the moment the kind of form he is, his confidence level is good, the way he's been really batting, and especially with the ball also is contributing. So for me, the key factor is your confidence, and sometimes it it just can be a little bit of concern with different formats, but confidence is the key. If you are performing well, I think you can really manage to do well even in the other formats. So that's what we are looking forward.
But what do you think of the England move to open with Mo and Ali? He's not done any test cricket before, knowing what you do about the highest level. Is that, do you think that's a bit of a gamble by England?
I think sometimes these are the plans, strategies, different strategies you just set for different sort of conditions, and they might think that they need someone who can really go after the bowling at the top, so that's why they just picked Moeen Ali. So let's see how it goes, and we've been really aware of that. He's an aggressive player. I just love to play shots against the quicker bowlers and also the spinners. So we have to be really target him, especially in the good areas. We know his strengths, so we need to be aware of that. He can be destructive at the top, so we have to have special plans against him.
Do you think the bats would be more aggressive against you this time around?
I think so. I mean, that's what was the general talk in England's camp when they were here in 2012, that they were batting too defensively against our spinners. So they might be just planning this time to go aggressive. So we should be ready for everything.
Yeah. It looks like England will probably pick two players with Pakistani heritage in their side, in Moeen Ali and Adil Rashid, obviously two English football guys with their family. Does that fill you with pride that Pakistani families have been successful around the world and you can get a chance to play against them too?
Yeah, I mean, that's good that these guys are really making into those teams and playing well. Imran Tahir is doing well in South Africa, and Moeen Ali and Adil Rashid is doing well for England. So it's always been really good to see these guys performing well wherever they are playing. And it's good for the sport also, and it's really sometimes good for us to play against each other.
Hemant?
What are your thoughts on the pitch? Last time you played here, you had a great match. What are your thoughts on the pitch this time?
Honestly, I don't know how it's going to play, but obviously, it looks good for batting early on, but later on, the kind of heat and normally the traditional pitches here in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, it's going to just get slower and may help the spinners. So, it's a general practice here with the pitches. They behave like that, and I hope so it's going to just do the same.
Thank you.
Having done well on these pitches, Ms. Bhatt, do you consider yourself as favorites?
I think I don't like to be the favorite. I always say that you just start the series between not favorite. That could really help you. You are more focused, you are more determined, and that's what my advice is to my team and to me also. Just go there and say, okay, the opposition is favorite and we have to just put our best to just beat them. And I think that's the right approach. At the same time, I think we've been really confident. We know that we have done so well here in UAE conditions. And we are confident enough that we can just do it again, but I think determination and focus should be there and discipline should be there if we want to beat top teams like England.
Yunus is on the cusp of a long standing record of Javed Miazar as the top leading the ranking of Pakistan. He's still very important for you in the middle order. How is he being, you know, shaping the dressing room with such a player?
Yeah, it's always been an honor to share dressing room with players like Yunus Khan, the kind of records he has for Pakistan, and 30 test centuries, and now He's at the verge of just breaking that record of great Javed Miraj. So I just want to wish him best of luck. He's been always a key man in Pakistan side. So important in Pakistan's victories and Pakistan's chess side, especially whatever we have been doing from the last 5-6 years. No matter, his career is about 15 years now, and he's really performing well, an average of 54. That's really something, something great he has achieved for himself and for the Pakistan, and we always love him, the way he plays and the way he helps everybody in the dressing room and every young player. So it's really an honor and privilege to play with him.
A question in Urdu here.
बिल्कुल मेरे ख्याल में इंजरीज को देखते हुए जिस तरह अजहर नहीं है या यासिर अगर मिस करता है तो चीज़ें हमारे लिए थोड़ी मुश्किल होंगी और हमें इस चैलेंज को मेरे ख्याल में इससे निपटने के लिए काफ़ी मेहनत करनी पड़ेगी. ओवरऑल मेरे ख्याल में सेम सिनेरियो है उस टाइम पे भी जब एक टॉप टीम आपके अगेंस्ट आती है तो आपके पास गलतियों में गुंजाइश नहीं होती और आपको अच्छी क्रिकेट खेलनी होती है और आपकी तमाम टीम जितने भी प्लेयर्स हैं उनको अपने अपने रोल प्ले करने होते हैं. तो सेम सॉर्ट ऑफ सिचुएशन है और मेरे ख्याल में हमें इस चीज़ को समझना पड़ेगा और तमाम प्लेयर्स को अपनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी को समझना पड़ेगा.
Thank you all.
Thank you.